make his praise glorious, and I hope you do. This is my tribute to Sandy Petty, so every song on here will be stuff she has done. And let me take you back to the very beginning of when I first heard of Sandy Petty. I grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I was around 15 or 16, somewhere in there. I had a wonderful doctor named Dr. Hansen, who I not only saw, but I wrote to, with the normal questions that teenagers have. Only at that age you think you are the only one with questions. Dr. Hansen would always write back to me. But neither one of us ever brought up God at all. Well, one weekend, I believe it was a Saturday morning, I had my radio on KTIS, and an interview with my doctor came on the radio about his Christian faith, which totally blew me away. Then after his interview, the radio announcer said,
"And now we have a new song from I believe it's Sandy and Petty, but there is no last name. Anyway, here is How Majestic Is Your Name."
After he played the song, he said,
"Well, it was only one singer, so I guess her name is Sandy Petty."
It was just so awesome and special to first hear my doctor on the radio, and then hear this fresh new singer on the radio, Sandy Petty. I could just tell she would be around for a while because she was just plain good. I was going to school in Worthington, Minnesota at the time, and I just had to have a tape of Sandy Petty because she was just flat out good. My sister Kate sent me her first album, Lift Up the Lord, and it was perfect timing. See, I was having a hard time in school because the work wasn't hard enough. My school had just gotten an Apple computer, and I was so totally bored with basic math that I had borrowed the computer books and was teaching myself basic programming. Now on the Apple II computer, there was low-resolution graphics and high-resolution graphics. Low-resolution was somewhat easy for me, but I got stuck on high-resolution. So I went to the teacher and asked him about high-resolution.
"Right, Snoopy, like you understand anything about programming?"
"I do so."
"You do not, you only copy stuff from the manual."
"Only so I can learn what the commands do."
"Your math skills are not even high enough to understand programming."
"You won't even give me harder math."
"Because you can't handle it."
"If you are talking about algebra, it's easy."
"And how would you know that?"
"Because it's like basic programming."
"You don't do basic programming."
"I can prove it."
"How can you prove it?"
"I will make a low-resolution video."
"You cannot do a video on the computer."
"If I do a video on the computer, will you put me in algebra?"
"You can program."
"Then what are you afraid of?" "If I program the video, you put me in algebra."
"But..."
"Do we have a deal?"
"You can program."
"Then make the bet if you are so sure I can program."
"Alright, alright. If you make a video, I will put you in algebra."
I took Sandy Petty's tape, and I selected, How Majestic Is Your Name. My video had to be in perfect time with the music. Simple, the words to the song on the bottom would help control the speed of the graphic. I spent my entire Christmas break creating that video. When I returned to school, I said, "Okay, the video is ready."
"Ha ha 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 ha. Right, Snoopy."
"When can you see it?"
"Okay, let's see this, let's see what you did."
"Okay, you need to start the song on my tape and my video at the same time, and I use the second song on the tape. So, after the last note of the first song on the tape, count to three, then press enter on the computer."
"Okay, let's see this."
He did what I told him and became as still as a statue. Then the video ended, and he was frozen. He finally said,
"Snoopy, show me how you wrote this video."
So I opened the program and it was complex because I did a number of loops with a bunch of if-then statements. The low-resolution graphics were just plot commands and numbers were used to define colors. Then I told him why I was stuck on high-resolution graphics. I could get a graphic in high resolution, but the lines never went where I wanted. It was using a different plot command and I wasn't understanding it at all. I then looked at him and said, "We had a bet." He went over, got an algebra book, and said, "I start tomorrow." This story has a sad ending. With my permission, the teacher showed my video to the school board. It was then decided that programming was not too hard for kids to learn. A programming class was started at the school, but only for those who knew a certain degree of algebra. I was just starting algebra, so I couldn't be in the class. But, I kind of had the last laugh because even though Jesus was not allowed in school, the school board had to live with Christian music from Santi Petty as they watched my video. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name?